So let's go ahead and go to Magdalena. Thank you so much for holding. How are you?
Good afternoon, Christine. I'm Magdalena, and thank you so much for accepting my call.
Sure.
The reason of my call today is my calling is about the gastrointestinal discomfort, just as you talked priorly with David. I kind of have quite similar problems as he has, probably with a few other symptoms on top of it. Just to give you a little bit of info to know what I'm talking about, I do have the bloating. I have a lot of belching on top of it. And sometimes the pressure of the bloating, of my stomach pressure, it pushes up to my diaphragm, into my chest, giving me a wrong feeling of I'm having a heart attack. So as my history, I have done also an endoscopy a couple years ago. The result of the endoscopy was was good for me, which means negative. I had no problems, with the exception of minor gastritis, as they call it. They couldn't find any infection like H. pylori or any other parasites that might cause my problem, my discomfort. As well, my doctor was recommending me ranitidine for acid reflux, and also Carafi, which is like sudocrafel, something like that, which it lines the intestinal, it takes care of the intestinal lining to protect it from acid.
Okay.
On top of it, I've been, of course, to determine which food might causing my gastrointestinal discomfort. I tried to keep a good diary for a while, and where I was putting my how much I ate, how when I ate, and what I ate. You know, and exactly to notice exactly the link between the bloating symptoms and the certain foods that might cause these symptoms. So at this point, I'm getting a little bit desperate, to be honest, because the symptoms start to escalate a little bit too much. And I'm at that point where immediately after I ate, I can have belching and the bloating, it's immediately. But these symptoms, they are in fragments, it has periods of times. Like, for example, I have 2 weeks where the symptoms can pop up immediately after I ate something, or the symptoms start later on after 3 or 4 hours, especially through the night. As well as you've been talking to another lady about hair losing, I noticed that I lost quite some hair recently, and as you mentioned, probably might be one of the causes as the either the too low acid or too high acid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. So here I am. I give you just a short info, and I'm asking you, dear, if you can recommend something, if you can send me to a certain direction and the best approach I can have.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We actually have a few different things that I would think of to help you figure out what's going on. Like you were talking about earlier, maybe there's a possibility of underproduction of stomach acid, and that could be figured out by doing the Heidelberg test that we were talking about earlier that's offered at the Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila. And there are a couple other places in the area as well that do that. And you can locate that on the website, phcapsule.com. The other thing I was thinking about, though, for you is something called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And I know that you mentioned that during the endoscopy that they were checking for certain things. And though for a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, there's a very special test that has to be done. It's a breath test. It's a test that can be ordered by a gastroenterologist, but it can also be ordered by other providers like myself. I am working with a couple different labs that do that type of testing, and it's a kit that then you can use at home and do the testing at home. You take samples of your breath and check for gas production, and depending on what kinds of gases are produced and how much, it indicates if there's an imbalance of different bacteria in the small intestine, which can definitely lead to all this bloating and belching that you are experiencing. Again, it's called a breath test, and it's looking for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, also called SIBO for short. There's a fabulous website that's called SIBOinfo.com. And to spell that out, it's S as in...
I'll appreciate.
Yeah, SIBO. So S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, O, and then I, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O.com. And the doctor, Dr. Allison Seebecker, she's a naturopathic doctor, she goes into great detail about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I highly encourage you to look at that, not only talking about the testing, but also different treatments that are available for it.
So let me just repeat it. Yeah. You said that SIBO, S-I-B-O, and S-I-F-O.
S-I-B-O, then I-N-F-O.
Like
information, but info.
Yeah.
SIBOinfo.com. And besides that, looking at how well your pancreas is producing digestive enzymes too can be helpful, or even trying a pancreatic enzyme can be helpful too.